live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, I'm very pleased to say that live in the studio, right in front of me, is Justine and Fabian from the Cambridge Band Competition. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Now, it's lovely to hear from you. to see you in the flesh. It's very exciting because I haven't really seen many live guests at the moment. And we're going to be talking about the Cambridge Band Competition 2022, which actually isn't that far away, 2022, even though it seems like it. it's launched today.
Yes, we've gone live today and we're very excited. The new band competition, we can't wait. We can't wait to see who comes in, which entries come rolling in this year. So
that's brilliant. Now, before we talk about the specifics of this year, can we just do a little bit about how long the band competition's been going and why did it start?
The Cambridge Band Competition started in 85, so it's one of the longest, I think the longest running band competition in the UK, which we're very proud of. And I think it began to give bands a place to come and play and to kind of encourage bands to write music and get together and get the bands all rolling, get the music industry kind of going in Cambridge.
And it's all local bands, isn't it?
It's within a 30-mile radius. And back in the 80s or 90s, you had like 70 bands over 3 months, and you had quarterfinals and semi-finals, and it was all very exciting. So hopefully we're just going to build it up every year, get it bigger and bigger.
Yeah, now the kind of winners of this get to play at Strawberry Fair, don't they? Or actually, is it all the finalists?
That's right, yeah. We now have a dedicated stage to the band competition, so everybody that wins a heat gets to play that stage. And the winners, obviously, are given a really good slot and get to play in front of the Strawberry Fair crowd. So.
Which is taking place next year, hopefully, on the 11th of June.
I can't wait.
The 11th of June, yeah, a week late.
Yeah, it's just moved forward a week or moved back or whichever.
We need volunteers, we need stewards, we need lots of people to sign up and come and help us run the Strawberry Fair this year as well. So
yes, definitely, and we will definitely be doing more about that a little bit nearer the time, but yes, anyone that fancies getting involved in Strawberry Fair this year, definitely do, because it's going to be a big one, isn't it? Now, what type of musician or artist is eligible for this? You've mentioned about distance, you need to be within a 30-mile radius. Anything else that need to be, or can it be anyone?
They just need to get past a listening panel, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Bribes are accepted, that's not at all.
Of which, you two are on this listening panel, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yes. The listening panel is quite a wide variety of people, all connected with the Strawberry Fair and that run stages or run music venues around the area. So all people within the industry that are very enthusiastic about music. And any genre is welcome, any age. We have an under 18 category, so any age. We've had people as young as 12, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
Yeah. Mm. And we have had a 13-year-old that won the whole competition 1 year. So yeah, sometimes the under 18s sneak through.
Yeah.
Because the winner of the under 18 competition gets to play the final, and we have had it. Yeah, happen. They've won the whole competition.
Well, they were very strong this year as well, weren't they? Was it Chloe Lorenzen this year?
Chloe's incredible. What a voice.
I saw on social media last night, she was supporting Marty Pello on his tour last night. In Peterborough. So, look out for her.
We haven't seen the last of her,
definitely not. So what do people need to do if they want to get to be entered into the listening panel?
Well, there's an entry form that has just gone live today. You can find it on the band comp page on Facebook, or soon it will be on the Strawberry Fair page as well.
And so it's just through Facebook. They're both, are they?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there may be a band comp website as well, possibly.
There should be.
Google it.
Okay, so it's Cambridge Band Competition 2022.
Yeah,
and there's an entry form.
Yeah,
and
it's
what
a very
people
easy,
have to submit.
It's a very clear form. It's very easy to fill in. You just need to submit two live tracks,
right?
And
of your own work, I guess.
Yes,
not covers.
Yeah. No, we like original stuff. Yeah. We want to encourage people to get writing, and makes it much more interesting for the whole competition if it's originals.
Yeah,
and a photograph, because we like to see who you are. Yeah. And And that's all you need to do.
Oh, that's pretty easy, hopefully, for those, anyone involved. But you say you're encouraging anyone, everyone, and as many as possible, so it can make a really big
and
event.
Some people, you know, have a lot of video out there as well, which also really helps you to get an idea of how they perform live.
So they can submit that as well. That's,
Sort of the more info they give, more the better it is for us.
Rather than less is more, the other way, more is better.
More is better this
time. And the heat's taking place from February onwards, is that right? When's the closing date for people to enter?
The closing date is the 18th of January.
Okay, so it's not that long.
Not that long, but
I mean, plenty of time. Plenty of time. But people shouldn't think, oh, well, it's not till next year and do it. Just do it now.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and then you will listen to them. And then how does that work? You just put them into heats, or how does it work?
The listening panel will select, how many people is it? 60 bands?
It sort of depends on how many heats and how many entries we get, doesn't it? And occasionally we've tried, if it's worked, we've tried to sort of put together. We did 1 year where it was sort of maybe rock in one evening, more folky in another. But it really depends on the entries.
Yeah, of course.
The variety.
So, you won't be able to tell what until you know what you've got.
No, so we've listened to them and chosen them. And it's a lot to choose from. I can't remember. How many entries do we get? 70-odd?
There was about 70.
And I think we get it down to about 40.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
so getting through to the heats is quite a high accolade in itself. Then, of course, you get to play the Portland Arms, which is a lovely local venue. And all the bands that play in the heats get some really nice photos taken as well. We have a great photographer, Dawn Bainbridge, who often comes in and photographs the heats.
Yeah.
So they will end up, even if they don't get through their heat, they will end up going away with some really great photos that they can use for promo stuff.
And there's social media stuff, isn't there? So there's lots of ways to get your band
and
promoted.
And you will get grabbed for various festivals and various gigs.
Yeah, and also you're giving yourself to a new audience, aren't you? So you're people within Cambridge that might not have seen you will see, because you'll see a wide
mix
of heats.
Yeah, yeah.
Encouraging, obviously, this year people to come along to as many heats as possible as well.
It's fascinating. It's really exciting. Cambridge is a brilliant place for live music. It's really quite exciting.
Right, so the last thing before you go, what other prizes are there? Because as well as playing Strawberry Fair, there's quite a few other prizes, aren't there, within the band competition?
Yeah, there are. There are...
Studio time. There's at least a couple of studios that normally offer a day or to work with a track.
And photo shoots. There's a couple of local photographers who are happy to do really good professional photo shoots for the bands. Various spots in the festivals. This year there's a spot at the Bestival and Big Day Out. The Big Day Out puts on the winners, so and lots of local venues, so
and a Kimberly Roo prize.
Kimberly Roo, that's very songwriting.
That's
Cambridge
that's,
legend. I like
think.
Absolutely love that. Yeah. And the guy that won it this year utterly deserved it.
Yeah, Slava B.
He was fantastic.
That was one off.
Was it with Worms? Was that ants? See, look, I think in my head.
Great.
Yeah, it was very different, wasn't it? Very different.
Yeah,
but brilliant. So, thank you very much to you both, Justine and Fabian, from the judging panel for the Cambridge Band competition and from the Flying Pig stage at Strawberry Fair. And so, just people need to enter as many as they can. Two live tracks.
Yeah.
Photograph, video, anything they want.
Yeah.
Cambridge Band Competition 2022 on Facebook, or Strawberry Fair. It'll be up on their Facebook page.
And we look forward to the listening panel. We look forward to seeing what's out there this
year. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again when we get towards the heats. And
love it. Yeah,
lovely. Thank you very much to you two.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.